Hi, this is Kerry. In this episode, I've lumped three different thoughts on how you manage and respond to people and relationships in your life. I'm going to talk about each of them quickly, hopefully. The first one I'm going to talk about isn't very positive, I'm sorry. But unfortunately, it's reality. So it's important that I lay it out for you right here. Everyone isn't nice and everyone isn't honest. Okay, sounds simple, but it took me a while for me to figure this one out. I actually grew up thinking everyone was telling me the truth when I was younger and no one was deceitful. And unfortunately, it changed over time as I got older. Throughout your life, you're going to run into people who are nasty. It's just a fact. Don't let their attitude affect you. In fact, treat those people so darn nice that they have no alternative but to treat you the same back. I can't tell you how many times I've done this and felt satisfied that I changed their day a little bit. But even more important to myself, if I didn't change their day, I didn't allow them to change my day. And you're also going to interact with dishonest people. I hate to say it. There's people out there trying to scam you on the internet via phone calls, steal your credit card, information, or just plain lying to you during ordinary dealings. It happens. I hate to say this, but this has become more prevalent over the past few years. Last year, I had my credit card had it fraudulently used 5 times. You got to take the proper precautions. You have to ask the proper questions and think when you're interacting with people you don't know. And if you realize someone you're close to is dishonest, stay away from them. And that's happened. I've had people, close people, that I realized, holy cow, they're not people I want to be around, be it that bad or the dishonest. However, I want to make sure I've said all this bad stuff, okay? But you need to understand that the vast, 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 vast majority of people are nice and they are honest. Don't be tainted. I'm not telling you to be tainted, but just be aware that it could happen. Remember, 99% of the people you come in contact with are nice and honest. Unfortunately, it's the 1% that aren't that can negatively affect your life. Just always keep this in the back of your mind. Don't live life afraid to interact with people because of a few bad apples. The second thing I'm lumping into this people segment, good and bad, is I want to talk to you about how you respond to people and peer pressure. I do a ton of presentations to all different audiences and all different ages. My favorite ones, though, are to teenagers presenting my thoughts on really usually money management. But one of the questions I always ask them is, how many of you feel peer pressure? At first, not one of them raises their hand. Every one of these presentations, not one. Once there was a couple people that did. But then I raise my hand and they look at me. You look in the front row, the first couple rows, quizzically. They look at me quizzically. And slowly, all of them begin raising their hands. It's because they're thinking if an adult admits he feels peer pressure, and I guess it's okay for me to admit it, I feel it. Funny, once again, if you think about it, they're submitting to peer pressure because they all start to raise their hands at once. Why is it so embarrassing to admit that we succumb to peer pressure? Basically, because it makes us feel like weak followers. Unfortunately, there are so many wrong decisions we can make throughout our lives due to peer pressure. I can think of a number of examples. Smoking when you're young, because others are. Buying a car or a house you can't afford because, your friends are doing it. And even getting married because all your friends are married, and you feel like it's time. Even the way we dress, where we go to eat, where we vacation, and so much more. Everything you do, you can succumb to peer pressure. But if you can avoid peer pressure and make your decisions based on what is important to you and just you and your family, if you have one, you're going to be better off than someone who's making their decisions based on others' wants and needs. Okay, I feel pretty comfortable that I've been like this for a majority, or probably most of my life, but it's a difficult thing to do. You gotta be very aware of peer pressure. Don't fall prey to it. So the last thing I want to talk to you about when it comes to people, good and bad, is something I'll call it good and bad if you don't do it right. Is I want to tell you don't underestimate other people. You know, it's something that happens all the time. Another way of saying this is don't judge a book by its cover. You're going to meet all kinds of people in your lifetime, and you're going to be making judgments about them and how they fit into your life. Well, first impressions are extremely important. Don't write someone off because they didn't impress you at first. Don't underestimate them. If I did that, some of my best friends would have been blown off. I would have hired the wrong people into jobs. I would have made crucial personal and business mistakes because I didn't respect the other person's abilities. I also would have made some bad decisions because if I underestimated what someone might be doing on the other side of a negotiation, or in terms of me thinking that they're not as good at something that I may be, I would have found myself in a bad spot. I think of the time when I was fooled by the kid a half a foot smaller than me who burned me during an important basketball game. The girl I wouldn't give the time of day to in the middle school became the prettiest and smartest girl in high school. The salesperson who started out slow was almost fired and ultimately became the top salesperson in the company. Do not underestimate people. By now, you hopefully get my point. Keep an open mind when you're evaluating people, when you're meeting people, when you're talking to people, whatever's going on. This is true especially as you develop long-term relationships. Allow your perceptions to change based upon your experiences. There's so much more I could tell you about the good and bad of dealing with people, but I still try to make these episodes short. So hopefully my goal here is to open your eyes to a couple thoughts that will remain with you and make you think about some other things. This is Kerry Siegel reminding you once again to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.